It's Monday, the 9th of August, 2010. Thanks for tuning in to this special all-covers episode of The Sounds in My Head. It's a weekly music show where I play songs and or bands you might have otherwise missed.
The finest ingredients are right in the mix.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Just heard new music from a new band from Norway. They're called The Dolmens, and they covered Holiday Road by Lindsey Buckingham, of course popularized, written for the National Lampoon's Vacation movies, some of my favorites. And I think they did a very decent job covering it right there. Did a nice sort of a, you know, Ramones style thing. I'd say that's kind of their whole deal. They're kind of going for a Ramones sort of sound. And I pulled that from their recently released debut EP, self-titled, The Dolmens. So if you like that, why not pick it up? It all sounds like that. There's like four tracks and they're all Ramonesy sounding stuff. And pretty good. So, you know, I thought that song would be a fun way to open up this special all covers episode of The Sounds of My Head. And we're going to carry on now with more covers. How about a cover of Vampire Weekend's Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, as covered by the one, the only, Peter Gabriel with Hot Chip. Kind of an interesting thing because Peter Gabriel's mentioned in the song. So he decided to cover that song, I suppose. And it's pretty good. I feel like it kind of could have been better. Yeah, and I don't really like the way he delivers his name line. I think it's kind of lame, actually. But it's still funny. And the song itself is pretty good. So check it out. You can download this for free off the internet. I don't know. This actually isn't that new. This came out a couple years ago, but it didn't ever really come out. It just kind of leaked or something. And then he released this album of covers, and I was expecting it to be on there, but then it wasn't. And supposedly he's going to release some more kind of EPs of covers or something. So maybe it's eventually going to be released, but screw it. You've been able to download the song off the blogs for a couple of years. So here it is. Hot Chip and Peter Gabriel with Cape Cod Kwasa Kwasa, a cover of Vampire Weekend. Where else but on this special all covers episode of The Sounds of My Head.
You reggaeton. You're sitting on is your bed made? Is your sweater on? Do you want to? Like you know I do, like you know I do. But this feels so natural, Peter Gabriel too. And it feels so unnatural to sing your own name. Can you stay up to see the dawn in the colors of Benetton? Sweater on, do you want to? Like you know I do, like you know I do. But it feels so natural, Peter Gabriel too. And it feels so unnatural to sing your own name.
just to dream in the silvery moonlight, my honey.
So I was in Whole Foods the other day, and you know how Whole Foods has its own line of eco-friendly, planet-friendly products, 365, and I was in the houseware section, and next to their products is another product that's even echoier and friendlier than that stuff, with the worst name I've ever heard for a company, and it's called... If you care. If you... Fuck you, Saran Wrap. I don't need to be made to feel guilty. I mean, I'm already in Whole Foods. I'm already there doing that. Now I gotta feel shitty because I'm not getting your Saran Wrap? I didn't know it was possible for an inanimate object to be Jewish. But apparently, the logo should just be a disappointed rabbi. You know, to him. Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, I mean, you don't have to get it. But, you know, if you can, you'd get it. But you don't care, so that's fine. No, it's all right. No, God forbid you spend an extra 17 cents to help the planet and save, you know, your children and your children's children. No, you go and save the 17 cents. I'm sure it's you'll spend it on something very, very important. Okay, no, I don't. You don't have to get it. Just if you can, you'd get it, but you don't, so that's it. I mean, you know, I can't make you get it. It's not Nazi Germany, you know, not yet with that attitude. But... if you care.
So fucking
So let's catch up. Before the last two choral songs I played The Bird and the Bee from Los Angeles, California, covering Nancy Sinatra and Lee Hazelwood's Tonight You Belong to Me, a fantastic song, one of my favorites. I love Tonight You Belong to Me, and I really like what Bird and the Bee did with it there. It's from their One Too Many Hearts EP, which you can pick up anywhere music is sold. Look for links to everything I talk about on the Sounds in My Head website at thesoundsinmyhead.com. Then, after The Bird and the Bee, we had Scala and Kolochny Brothers. They're from Belgium, and they are a couple of brothers who arrange and conduct a girls' choir to do covers, mostly, of, like, alt-rock hits. But they also do some other covers. I think they do some traditional Belgian music as well. But for the most part, it's just straight up, like, you know, The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony, and, you know, whatever. So the songs we just heard were Creep by Radiohead, originally, with their phenomenal version of it. I mean, that song is just so absolutely great, and it's from their album On the Rocks. And then the second one we heard was Perfect Day, a cover of Lou Reed, one of my favorite Lou Reed songs, and a great version of it right there by the Girls' Choir. And Creep, the way I actually heard of this band, you might have heard of them too now, is they've made a movie about Facebook. It's called The Social Network. And there's a pretty good trailer for it that uses that version of Creep to great effect, I would say. So if you like that song, definitely check out that trailer. And speaking of Facebook, you can always become a fan of The Sounds of My Head on Facebook. Go to Facebook, search for The Sounds of My Head, become a fan. Do that. Okay. Then Perfect Day, great version of the Lou Reed song. And speaking of Lou Reed, how about if we hear some Velvet Underground and Nico covers? These are recently released on an album called 13 Most Beautiful, the songs for Andy Warhol's Screen Tests by Dean and Britta, former Luna fame, big time Sounds of My Head favorites, Dean and Britta. So they've released this album finally. They released the DVD of it you could get. They played it live a few times. I was fortunate enough to see that Celebrate Brooklyn a couple years back. That was phenomenal. And they finally have released the album of just the songs from it, and they're pretty good. So we're going to hear I'll Keep It With Mine, the Scott Hardkiss Electric remix, and then we're going to hear Not a Young Man Anymore, also a Velvet Underground cover. This is the My Robot Friend remix. You might have heard My Robot Friend. I played them a few weeks ago, I guess. Anyway, so here we go. Dean and Britta from 13 Most Beautiful, songs for Andy Warhol's Screen Tests. Pretty excellent stuff, particularly I'll Keep It With Mine. So here we go. Dean and Britta, where else but on this All Covers episode of The Sounds of My Head. Thank you.
Discover what you set out to find.
know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care.
I can take 15, doesn't mean that you can. And when your mom called to wake us both up, my fantastic new life began. Who knows how long I loved you? They say I love you still. Can I wait a lonely lifetime if you want me to? Didn't catch your name, but it never really mattered. I will always feel the same. Thoughts will fill the air. Sing it loud so I can hear you. Make it easy to be near you. For the things you do endear you to me. Oh, you know I will. Pills are for losers, P is for pills, C is for call me if you wake up.
Backing up a little bit, we heard three Beatles covers. First, we heard the Budos Band. They're fantastic. You know, they make sort of fake Ethiopian jazz from the 60s, 70s, 80s, and it sounds great, all of it. It's really great. They have a new album called Budos Band 3. They get really creative with their albums. There's Budos Band, and then Budos Band 2, and now Budos Band 3. Very clever album name. And the song we heard was Rebirth Yad, which I'm not sure why it's called that, but it's a cover of the Beatles' Day Tripper, kind of slightly disguised. Then we heard two other bands from New York City. First, Unisex Salon, then Adam Green. Unisex Salon was covering Do You Want to Know a Secret, one of my favorite Beatles songs, and Adam Green was covering I Will. Both of those are pulled from a massive collection, 81-song collection, called The The Beatles Complete on ukulele, which you can download for free off the internet. And I'll just warn you, it's like 95-98% not very good. But there's a handful, and when you get 81 songs to pull from, that's still, you know, even the 5%, that, you know, that's some numbers. So it's maybe worth downloading and perusing. Thanks to my old buddy Johan in Sweden for tipping me off to that compilation there. Pretty good stuff, and definitely Adam Green's and Unisex Salon's songs are pretty interesting. So now, finishing up this special all-covers episode of The Sounds of My Head, how about Nora Jones from New York City? Nora Jones, I'm a big fan of Nora Jones. I don't usually play her on the show because it doesn't really make a lot of sense, and it's not music you might have missed because she gets a lot of airplay because she's pretty famous. But this is a good song, and it was from a bonus disc that you only got if you bought her most recent album, The Fall, in a special way, and you got the bonus disc. And this is a live version of her covering The Kinks, Strangers, one of my favorite songs by The Kinks. So I figured this was a good way to wrap up this special all-covers episode of The Sounds of My Head. Here we go. Nora Jones with Strangers by The Kinks, right now.
Where you gone? I don't mind. I've killed my world.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this week was Don't Know Why, Turn Me On, and Come Away With Me, all by Nora Jones, all covered by the Vitamin String Quartet from the String Quartet tribute to Nora Jones. You know, not very good, but whatever, it works as background music for me to talk over. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen, become a fan on Facebook, and tune in again in 2 weeks on August 23rd for a whole new episode of The Sounds in My Head.